A Justice Department watchdog says former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe misled investigators about authorizing contacts between the Bureau and a Wall Street Journal reporter. McCabe was fired last month. He said he didn't okay the contact. A report from the Justice Department's Inspector General says otherwise. These are busy times for Inspectors General in Washington. They play one of the most important and unheralded roles in government. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
There are inspectors general in nearly every federal agency, 73 positions, though some of them are currently vacant. It's a job that traces back to George Washington, who had an IG, Baron Friedrich Wilhelm von Steuben. IGs act as independent watchdogs for their agencies, says Michael Horowitz, who's the IG at the Department of Justice.
Perhaps the most important principle for every IG is ensuring our independence from the agencies we oversee so that we can be effective watchdogs over them.
It was Horowitz's office that investigated former FBI Deputy Director McCabe. It's also been involved in some other high-profile probes at the department, including former FBI Director James Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and whether the Justice Department improperly obtained a warrant to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Horowitz said he couldn't comment on any of the ongoing investigations. Horowitz was named IG by President Obama and found himself the subject of a Trump tweet earlier this year. The president called him an Obama guy. But Horowitz, who served under Republican and Democratic administration, says his job is to ignore politics.
You take an oath to do the job I am required under the law and do day in, day out here, focus on what the facts are, what the evidence is, what the information is, without any regard to political views, partisan views. We need to be completely independent. We need to do effective oversight, regardless of who's in power.
Another high-profile IG's office is at the Environmental Protection Agency, which is being kept busy by various audits of Administrator Scott Pruitt. Deputy Assistant IG Jennifer Kaplan says among them is Pruitt's travel.
We have an audit ongoing that looks at his travel from 2017 through the end of the year. And I know that a lot of people are waiting to see the results of that. But as it is an ongoing audit, we don't draw conclusions until we're finished. And when we're finished, you'll see our findings and you'll see our recommendations as well. And what, if anything, the agency said they were going to do with those recommendations.
And that's one thing that frustrates people inside and outside the IG community. Peter Tyler is with the Project on Government Oversight. He says the duties of inspectors general are more important than ever, and they do really good work. But
the question is, does anybody listen? The agency, we would think, would listen to the recommendations and make changes. That does happen, but not enough.
Another frustration is a lack of money. Justice Department IG Horowitz, who also chairs the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, yes, they have their own association, says the 475 people in his office oversee a department with 110,000 employees plus contractors.
And so we, and I know other IGs feel the same way, have to make very hard choices on where we do our work and where we look.
Work that has taken on added importance in an era when facts are increasingly disputed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.